Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. He is good, and his mercy does endure forever and ever and ever. So we've been dealing on the subject of a kingdom state of mind. Yahweh has really been opening up some understanding for us. I just want to kind of share some of the things that we've learned so far. We have to make up our mind that we want to have a kingdom state of mind. Because you are the one who decides whether you're having a kingdom state of mind. What is a kingdom state of mind? A kingdom state of mind is that you know who you are. First of all, you acknowledge that you are members of the kingdom. You are a child of the king. So there is, you are his offspring. You are his children. Tell your neighbor, we are his children. We are his children. Therefore, the way he thinks and the way that he would do things is the way that we should do things, right? Because we've been adopted by him. Amen? We've been, as they say, grafted in. Hallelujah. And so knowing that, we have to choose a kingdom mindset, because there's only two kinds of mindsets. There's a world mindset and there's the kingdom mindset. So we have to decide. And so we were talking about, we lead thoughts captive, right? He doesn't lead them for us. We have to what? Lead them. He's given us what? Power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. So we have to lead thoughts captive. So when thoughts come to us, we're supposed to cast them down. Any thought that is disobedient to the word, cast it down. Ask your neighbor, you casting? Are you casting? You got to cast it down. And so we've also learned that casting or not casting determines your victory. Casting or not casting determines your victory. If you don't cast the thoughts down, you're a loser. If you do cast the thoughts down, you are a victor. Any victors in the house today? Amen. By the name of Yeshua, we are victors. All right. And so the thoughts that come are fiery darts. Those are the fiery darts, are the thoughts, right? And so he's telling us to put on the whole armor that we can stand. Because what? What's going to happen? We're going to mess up. Those fiery darts are not our thoughts. He's firing darts right now at your head. Thoughts that are disobedient to the word of Yahweh. And so the only way that we're going to be able to fight that is to put on the what? The whole armor. So we was having a very interesting discussion today. Let's go to Ephesians 6 chapter. I like to use a word called locate. Because you can locate yourself by the things that you say and how you act. You have located yourself. What does that mean? Well, we have GPSs. Do you know that everybody got a cell phone these days, right? Yes, exactly. Your cell phone is locating you right now. It is telling the world that you are at 8725 South Broadway in the city of Los Angeles. You can lie and say you're somewhere else, but your phone will locate you, right? Anybody ever been somewhere else and you said you were somewhere else, but you was actually somewhere else? Don't raise your hand. But somebody raise their hand. But in this day and age, you can't get away with it. It was a funny story, a true story. There was a brother, and he prides himself on living in the Pasadena area, the upper echelon area. So he says, it's a city called Porter Ranch. So he was telling everybody that he was at a function in Porter Ranch on Facebook, but the post said Compton, California. So I said, bro, you know, you said you was in Porter Ranch, but the stamp that's on the picture says Compton, California. He said, oh my God, are you serious? Yes, because your phone sold you out. It knows what? Where you are. So by the way you say stuff and respond, it lets the world know that where you are located. If you are outside of the word, your actions will locate you. If you are outside of faith, what comes out of your mouth will locate you. If you are in faith, your words will locate you. I've simply said, well, I'm healed, but I still feel, well, what you just do? You just located yourself. You let me know that your faith is what? Weak. But when somebody says, hey, by his stripes, I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Mashiach. Then you have let me know exactly where your faith lies. You have located yourself, and you have located yourself in the kingdom state of mind. What is the kingdom state of mind? The kingdom state of mind says the word and only the word. How you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. How y'all doing? Well, you know, I'm kind of feeling a little sick. You know, I've been under the weather. How are you doing? Tell your neighbor what you are. I'm blessed and highly favored. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the situation is. I am blessed and highly favored. Because guess what? No matter what's going on, it's still going to work in my favor. Because why? I am blessed and highly favored. Well, I don't have no job yet. That's all right. You blessed and highly favored. It's on its way. You're about to get that. You're about to get hooked up. As long as you keep the what? Kingdom state of mind. That means that no matter what anybody says, you are going to still focus on what the word of Yahweh says about you, what the word of Yahweh says, what he is going to do, what the word of Yahweh says, who he is. You serve a God that can do anything. There is nothing impossible to him. So I'm going to keep on what? Confessing that. So we were talking about Ephesians. And it says, well, the 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, if you got it, say, I got it. Okay, so Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And we were talking about how in Bible study, because we're breaking this down in Bible study, talking about spiritual warfare. That belt of truth is what hooks up that whole situation. It keeps the lower part together. It keeps the breastplate connected, right? And so that belt goes all around you, that belt of truth, that word of Yahweh, right? And so that belt is protecting. Say, the belt is protecting. So the belt of truth is the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh is what? Protecting. And you got to have that belt all the way around. And guess what? We also have another, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word as well. So we got two pieces that are of the word. Are you with me? And they're both the word. The belt of truth is the word, and the sword of the Spirit is the word. And so we were talking about in Bible study how the belt of truth is a defensive piece. It allows you to defend, but the sword of the Spirit is an offensive piece. It allows you to attack, right? So we're protected. So we're talking about how people talk, and we people that quote unquote call themselves kingdom people. Anybody know some quote unquote kingdom people? I'm a Christian. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian too. But you will know them by their fruits. And so we're saying that when we come in contact with some people and we're sharing the gospel with them and they say some crazy off the wall stuff, that's not the truth, then guess what? They've located themselves. And so we got some dudes, some Christians out there that don't have the belt of truth. Well, if you ain't got the belt of truth, you sagging. And so we said, we got folks walking around and they are spiritually sagging. Their pants hanging down behind their behind because they don't have the belt of truth on. I got some believers in here that is wearing a belt of truth and they ain't sagging. We got some sagging Christians in here. We do. But I don't see no sagging Christians up in here because everybody is up under the truth. Everybody should be wearing the belt of truth. Is everybody wearing the belt of truth? Tell your neighbor, I ain't sagging. Because isn't that sagging? When those dudes are walking around and they ain't got no belt holding up their pants, they ain't got no truth. Oh, but when you got the truth, you ain't got to worry about sagging. It's all held together and it's protected. Everything is protected. Your behind ain't showing when you got the truth. Amen. But when you got the truth, it even affects the sword of the Spirit. Because guess what? The sword of the Spirit has a little piece that's attached to the belt. So if you sagging, you ain't even going to have no opportunity to grab your sword and be ready to grab your sword. Why? Because your sword is down around your knees because you ain't got no truth. So is your sword ready? Where is your sword? Somebody went. So you got to know who you are. You got to surround yourself with truth. You got to have that pulled up and ready to go. Ready for battle. And so we have to choose to have that mindset. So that's the beauty of it. So let's go here today. We're going to talk about this mindset. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Oh, wait. I want to get you right. Okay. Right today. All right. Okay. I had put this technology. Oh, well, let's do this. I know how to solve this problem. Let's go. PowerPoint Ministry, what you got? Okay. So we're gonna pull this up a different way. I'm going to pull this up. It's just not giving me the most current version, but that's okay. We're about to fix this. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. That's where we need to be. Romans 12. Have you got it? Say, I got it. Okay. And we're going to go Romans 12 chapter, the first verse. Okay. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable. So, holy and acceptable. A living sacrifice. So that means that there are instructions on how I'm supposed to present myself to him, right? And what is that? Holy and what? Acceptable. So That is your reasonable service. So if I'm supposed to present myself holy and acceptable, that means that there's an anti-type. The anti-type is unholy and unacceptable, right? So it totally rules out the fact that I can do whatever I want and he's going to still love me. Dude says, you got to do it according to the word. He don't care what you think and how you feel. He's saying what you got to be. If you want something from me, you got to present it holy and acceptable. Say it. I got to be holy and I got to be acceptable. And that is my reasonable service. And it says, and be not conformed to this world. What is conformation to the world? That means that you dictate what you're going to do because of the world standards and what the world says. And he says, don't do that. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the what? Anybody seen the movie Transformers? What is the whole premise behind she's doing like this. What's the whole premise behind Transformers? That you turn into what? Something different. And in the Transformers movie, when you transform into the something different is greater than the regular state. Amen? So a rig, okay, anybody familiar with the Transformers franchise? Okay. So who's the dude that was the big Optimus Prime? So in his regular state, he's just a what? He's just a big rig truck. But then when he's transformed, he turns into what? Optimus Prime. Well, look at y'all. In your regular state, you just little old fleshly you. But oh, when he transformed you and put his name on you, you became Optimus Prime. Meaning, you became, your name is now whatever your name is, Yeshua. So say your name and then put Yeshua on it. Tom Washington, Yeshua. And because you've got that Yeshua on there, you have been transformed. Anybody been transformed? So you're not the same. I don't know about you, but going from a big rig to Optimus Prime seems like the right way to go. So that's who you are. So it says, don't be conformed, but be transformed. Don't be conformed, because confirmation means that Optimus Prime would have to stay a big rig truck. He'd have to stay an 18-wheeler. But that's not who you are. You're not that anymore. You used to be a wretched somebody. Used to be a liar, used to be a cheat, used to be dirty, you wasn't prospering, you was poor, you was broke. But he exalted you, gave you, lifted you up, blessed you, presented you with overflow, cleaned you up, gave you a testimony. And when I hear people, one of the most beautiful things I've seen this morning, I'm just going to be real with it, was seeing the tears coming down Ariel's face when he was singing that song. Talking about, he has done great things for me, so I will. No matter what, whatever he was saying in that testimony was what Yahweh did for him. And when you think about what Yahweh has done for you and brought you out of, tears need to be rolling down your face. That's a state of transformation. And we want to keep that. I want, say to yourself, I don't want to be conformed, but I want to be transformed. How does that happen? By the renewing of your mind. Listen, everything happens in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. So before you can do anything, you got to turn that mind over. You got to turn that mind over. That's what we say in the kingdom state of mind. You have to decide that my mind ain't worth two dead green flies. It's not. So why are we holding on to what we think in our intellect? We need to hold on what Yahweh says about us, who he is. Turn ourselves over to his mind. So it says that you might prove what is good. How does it happen? Well, when you renew your mind, you'll know prove. Well, prove means this. It means that you will be able to examine. Say examine. So it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might examine what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of you. Because some stuff is happening in your life. You need to make some decisions. And you want to make the decisions based on what is going to be good for you. You want to make decisions based upon what is going to be acceptable. You want to make decisions as to what is going to be the perfect will of Yahweh. How will you know that? You got to let your mind be renewed. Say, I got to let my mind be renewed so that I can prove or examine or check this out. Check this out. So I'll know the difference. Because if there's something that's good, evidently there's something that's what? Bad. If there's something that's acceptable, evidently there's something that is unacceptable. If there is something perfect, evidently there's something that is what? Unperfect or imperfect. That being the case, the only way that I'm going to be able to discern or know the difference or prove or examine what is going to be good for me is that I have to turn my mind over and let him renew my mind. With a renewed mind, you will make the right decisions. With a renewed mind, you will know where your victory lies. With a renewed mind, you will be able to tap into the power and the authority that he has given to you through Yeshua HaMashiach. But if you won't let your mind be renewed, you ain't gonna get it. Tell your neighbor, unless you renew, you ain't gonna get it. So when we say, for I say through the grace, third verse, given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself. What does that mean? That means that you think that your mind is better than the mind of Yahweh. You thinking that you are the stuff. You thinking that you, what do they say, all that in Doritos, whatever. But you're not. You ain't nothing compared to what you can be through him. I don't know about you, but I want a better life. I don't know about you, but I want to make the right decisions. I don't know about you, but I only got one life to live, and I don't want to mess it up. So I want to do this right the first time. And I'm telling you, if you turned over your mind to Yahweh, it's the best life you could possibly ever live. Anybody living that life? Okay. So it says, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For we have many members in one body. What? And all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Mashiach, and every one members one of another. Hallelujah. So we are one body. What is that body? It's the kingdom of Yahweh. So that means we should all be making the right decisions. We should be out, make our decisions according to the word. Let's go here. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. So go back to the 8th chapter, the 5th verse. Romans 8, 5. All right. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. All right. Fifth verse says what? For they that are after the flesh do mind. What does that mean, after the flesh? Man, we got so many believers that are so in the flesh. They're making fleshly decisions. They doing some fleshly stuff. And, you know, we all have to deal with this flesh, right? Look around this room. Ain't nothing but flesh. When you see, but what's on the inside? The spirit. So we have to pull the trigger. Are we going to be mind-led, fleshly mind, or are we going to be spiritually minded? And so it says right here, for they that are after, meaning you're following after your flesh, you're going to what? Mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, what? The things of the Spirit. So we find out what the repercussions are. For to be carnally or fleshly minded is what? For me to allow myself to make decisions and operate in my fleshly carnal mind is only going to lead to one thing. And what does it say? Death. But it says, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Anybody want life and peace? Shalom. A lot of the problems that we encounter is because we're not making our decisions based upon being spiritually minded. We're letting the flesh. And guess what? The emotions, and I'm not talking about the group. Your emotions. I know you like that, Steve. Your emotions will trigger your say this to yourself. Your emotions are flesh. Why? How do we know? Because you be getting angry. You be making some decisions based on anger. You make some decisions based on hurt. You say stuff based upon how you what? Feel. Right? Now, everybody probably didn't wake up spiritually minded. You have to work on that. When you woke up this morning, you was probably what? Tired. And depending on what you was doing last night, I don't know what you was doing last night. Maybe you was at the club. I don't know. But it's a lifestyle. Say it's a lifestyle. And you have to make up your mind whether you're going to be spiritually minded or carnally minded. I had an opportunity to watch Kobe Bryant's Muse last night. You choose what it is you want to do. This dude completely turned his mind over to basketball. He made a conscious decision. He said, I cannot process failure. Failure is not, I can't even process it in my mind. Because he made up in his mind, and he said this, that I always see myself winning. I always see myself as a what? Winner. He said when he would envision himself as a basketball player, the only thing that he saw was a yellow and gold jersey on. When he was playing basketball in high school, that's all he could what? See. And he said that he made a decision, no matter what, that he was going to fall, even if it meant sacrifice, even if it meant he couldn't be the best husband, even if it meant he couldn't be the best son, even if it meant he couldn't be the best nephew. He was focused on what it was that he wanted to do. Well, what does that tell you? He said that he has a victory mindset. He said he has a winning mindset, and he has decided that he will accept nothing but winning. Well, when you think about it, you have already been declared more than conquerors. He's already told you can do all things through him. So you have already been declared a winner. All you have to do is decide that you want to live the way Yahweh has created you, and he created you to do nothing but win. He's created you to do nothing but conquer. So regardless of what's going on in the world, you got to decide. If Kobe Bryant can decide with his carnal self, and we know he's been carnal, what? He was making some decisions based on some flesh. But what? He was disciplined. So what does that tell you? You can discipline yourself in the word for the kingdom. You can say, no matter what, I'm going to serve you, Yahweh. No matter what, I am focused on what you have for my life, Yahweh. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the enemy tries to throw at me. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things.
But who has to decide to do that? You do. You do.
He said, I'm going to show the world that I can do this without Shaq. He said, I'm going to do this. Even if, you know what? When I was watching that footage from 2008 when they lost to the Boston, I got mad all over again. I remember that. But he said, I'm coming back. And not only that, I'm going to win this thing. And he got two more. We got a 09 victory, and we got a 2010 victory. And, you know, everybody wanted to be a part of that. You know, I had my jersey and everything. I was, you know, I was rooting for him. But guess what? We put all that focus on winning and want to be attached to a winning team. You guys are already attached to the winning team. You got the ultimate. You don't already. You already. We already got our rings. Tell your neighbor, we got our rings. We got our crowns. It's already been determined. And guess what? It's a fight that has already been determined. As the song says, we're going to a battle that has already been won. Right? So you got to understand who you are. But you got to say, I have to decide. I have to decide. So it says right now, it says, the spiritual mind, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. So your carnal mind is never going to line up. If you choose to go that way, it's never going to go line up to the will of Yahweh. But if you turn your mind over to him spiritually and make spiritual decisions, it's already going to win. So it says, ninth verse, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. But let's back up. Go to 7 again. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. But the 8th verse. So then they, say it, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. You can't do it if you're in the flesh. I don't know about you, but I want to please the God who pulled me out of the miry clay. I want to please the God that set my feet upon a rock to stay. I want to please the God that's transformed me and set me in high places. The only way that I'm going to be able to do that successfully is I can't allow the flesh to dictate what I'm going to do. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please him. But you are not in the flesh. Tell your neighbor, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Apostle added something to it. He said, you are not in the flesh, even though you act like it. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. But guess what? If you don't have the spirit, you ain't got no choice but to be in the flesh. Let me say that again. If you don't have the spirit, if you don't have the Holy Spirit operating in your life, you don't have no choice but to operate in the flesh. You're going to be in the flesh. Everything you do is going to be fleshly. You can walk up in here and sit in a pew, but you're still going to be flesh, 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 flesh in a pew. But you got to turn your mind, your life over. You have to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in. And I will go here because I will skip forward. And it says, skip to the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are what? The sons of Yahweh. Do you know what those sons of Yahweh are? We ask the what? True sons. And let's back up to the 9th verse. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Mashiach, he is none of his. So if you ain't got the Spirit, he ain't even claiming you. You're not his. So therefore, if you're not his, you're not a kingdom person. And if you're not a kingdom person, then you'll never have a kingdom mindset. To be able to be a kingdom person, have a kingdom mindset with kingdom power and kingdom authority and kingdom victory, you got to have a Spirit. That comes, victory comes, power comes, authority comes. Him even claiming you as a legitimate. Because that's what a true son is. True son is one that's legit. That's the truth, though. Because he's only saying, you're only legit to me if you got my Spirit. If you ain't got my Spirit, then you ain't mine. So Yahweh, Mari will say, Yahweh is not your father. Why? Because you ain't got his DNA. You don't have his Spirit. You don't have his power. You don't have his dunamis, that dynamite power that created the universe dwelling inside you. If you ain't got it, you ain't his. And it's simple. He ain't claiming you. You are illegitimate. And I see these people around in these different churches. You don't need the Holy Ghost. Oh, you don't need that. You don't need to speak in no tongues and stuff. Well, you know what? You sagging. Number one, you sagging. You ain't got no truth. And then you walking around, you illegitimate. You not one of his, because if you ain't received his Spirit, you ain't what? You don't belong to him. But guess what? I've experienced his presence. I've experienced his power. I've experienced him moving on the inside in my life. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am a true son of Yahweh. I'm legit. And I'm too legit to quit. You know, listen. If we only have this one life to live, we got to do it right. I don't understand how people can call themselves Christians and true believers, but have not experienced his power, have not experienced his glory, have not experienced his Ruha Kodesh running through us. When I lift my hands in the sanctuary, his presence is right here. His Shekinah glory is manifesting itself right here. And my spirit bears witness with his Spirit. My spirit is connected to his Spirit. And when we have that connection, it's unstoppable. It's unmovable. You can't shake it. Anybody got the power of Yahweh running through you? His Ruha Kodesh. Yay, Shandarabahaye. Hallelujah. That's his power. I've seen his power in operation. I've seen people healed from cancer. Hallelujah. I've heard the testimonies. I've heard when the doctor came back and said, it's gone. How can you deny the power? And when you see the power in operation, how can you not turn your mind over to that? How can you not let him make the decisions in your life? How can you not let him move the mountains and break the strongholds in your life? So we got to understand who he is. And who I am is based on who he is. Who he is who I am. Do you see how that keeps on connecting? And so it says,
10th verse. And if Mashiach be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Let's say that again. Come on, y'all. But if Mashiach be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life. Who's living the righteousness? Who's living in righteousness? Right standing. Hallelujah. And it says, for you have not. Oh, wait. It says, where are we? Let's go to 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell. Wait! Hold up! But if, say if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Mashiach from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So you was dead to sin, but right now you are alive. Because of his spirit has what? Quickened you. What does that mean? His spirit has made you alive. Hey, what was once dead is now alive. The life that you used to lead and the flesh that you used to do, it's dead. But hallelujah, new life has begun. Why? Because of the spirit that dwelleth. If you don't have the spirit dwelling in you, you're still dead. You are the walking dead. Let me say that again. If you don't have his spirit within you, moving in you, transforming you, renewing you, you're the walking dead. You walking, but you're dead. You think you're living, but you're dead. You're a zombie. Thank you, brother. But because of the spirit of Yahweh, the same spirit of Yahweh that raised Yeshua from the dead dwelleth in you. He that raised up Mashiach from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his what? Spirit that dwell in you. And 12th verse, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. That means from henceforth, you don't owe your flesh nothing. The flesh thought he had you, but you don't owe your flesh. Tell yourself, I don't owe you nothing, flesh. I don't owe you nothing. You always asking for something, but I don't owe you nothing. But we, therefore, are not debtors to the flesh, that we would live after the flesh or be a slave. I can't help myself. You a slave to the flesh. You thinking you making your own decisions. No, you a slave to the flesh. You keep on being drugged into those relationships because you a slave to the flesh. But if you have allowed the spirit to move in you, you don't owe your flesh nothing. Get on out of here, flesh. But it says what? 13th verse. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But there's hope here. If you live after the flesh, it's over for you, dude, sister girl. You're gonna die. But if you, through the Spirit, what does mortify mean? That you got to kill it off. You got to do it. Because you got the power to do it now. You didn't have the power to do it before. But if you got the Holy Ghost dwelling, the same spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead, you can take that and you can kill that flesh. That flesh is dead. You don't owe that flesh nothing. If you do live through the spirit, you're going to mortify or you're going to kill the deeds of the body. and you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh, which is the weas. 15, I got to read this. For you have not received the spirit of bondage. Again, you guys have been a slave. A lot of us have been slaves. There ain't nobody in this house that hasn't been a slave to sin. If you say you ain't never been a slave to sin, you are a liar. We all have been what? Slave to sins. And we, you know what? We did it. And we willingly did it. And sometimes it was all right, we thought. But guess what? It was dead. It was sick. It was messed up. And that's the whole reason why we came to the realization that we needed something different. Because we was living a sick and tired life. We was messing up here and there. We didn't have no peace. We thought we were even to the point, some of us, where we wanted to take our own life because it was just so much death. We was just trying to put ourselves out of misery. But Yeshua. But Yeshua came, gave us hope. We heard the gospel. And it gave us hope that we were going to be able to come out of that mess. And guess what? I'm just looking at a sea of saints who have come out of some mess. And they have come out victorious. Come out victorious. So you have to make the decision to turn your life over to a kingdom state of mind. Bow your heads. Father Yahweh, our desire is to live this life successfully. The only way we can do this is through you. And you sent your son, Yeshua, to die for these sins, to make the sacrifice for all of the things that we have gone through, all of the sins that we have come through, all of the heartache, all of the pain, all of the misery that we have experienced in this world. And now we have peace. Now we have joy. Now we have a reason to get up in the morning. If it's nothing to do just but to praise you and thank you for what you have done in our life, we have a reason. We have a reason to praise you. So keep us focused on your mindset, which is your word. Keep us connected to the truth by your spirit, Father Yahweh. We give you the glory for this. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Keep your head bowed. This is real life. This is real life. This is reality. The reality is we've lived one way. And it's leading to death, led to death, will lead to death. No matter how we slice it, any life without him is not the life that he has for us. But if today you've heard his message and you say, I want a life like that. I want to live like that. I want the peace of mind. I want the joy. I have experienced his presence today. And if that's you, and you want to initiate this transformed life, as we say, we've been transformed. You can get that today, and I can pray for you for that today. If you raise your hand, and I can pray for you for that. So if you want that life, you want that new life, raise your hand. That's one, amen. It's real, this is real life, this is true. We've all lived in misery. I'm tired of that. That's why we came to him. That's why we are here today. That's why we are rejoicing. That's why we are singing. That's why we are lifting our hands, because we are now free. So you want that in your life today. Now, maybe you, this is another question I'm putting out here. Maybe you have received him before, but you say you're not as close as you used to be. You kind of fell away. You're not where you used to be. You used to have a relationship with him, and now you've fallen away. Keep your head bowed. If that is you, and you want to be restored back, because he is the God of the second chance. He is a God of restoration, as well as transformation. If you want to be restored today, raise your hand. You want your relationship restored with him, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Everybody keep your head bowed. Now, if you rose your hand for any of those reasons, I'm going to pray for you. But make your declaration to him. Like coming up here, praying with me. Don't be afraid. Ain't nobody looking. Don't worry about people looking. Come get what you want to receive from him today. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let the enemy stop you. Just come forward.